Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we reclaim our lives from those little glowing rectangles that often feel like they're running the show. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you navigate this digital jungle and emerge victorious with a phone usage habit that actually serves you, not the other way around. Today, we're diving deep into the powerful tool of journaling. Yes, that good old-fashioned scribbling on paper is a way to really get to grips with your phone addiction and track your growth. Ever feel like your phone is sucking up all your time and energy, leaving you feeling drained and disconnected? You know that feeling when you put it down for 5 minutes and suddenly realize you've spent the last hour scrolling through endless TikToks or doom scrolling through news articles? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Journaling can be your secret weapon in this battle. It's like having a therapist in your pocket who understands the nuances of our digital world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Journaling? Isn't that for poets and introverts? Nope, my friend. Journaling is for anyone who wants to understand themselves better, track their progress, and build healthier habits. And trust me, the insights you gain from putting pen to paper can be game-changing. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Reflect on your phone usage patterns. Think about how you use your phone throughout the day. When do you reach for it? Why? What apps are you using most? Identifying these patterns is the first step towards breaking free from mindless scrolling and reclaiming control. 2. Track your triggers. We all have those moments when we're more likely to succumb to our phone addiction, stress, boredom, loneliness, FOMO. Journaling helps you pinpoint these triggers so you can develop coping mechanisms and avoid reaching for your phone in the first place. 3. Acknowledge your emotions. When you do find yourself scrolling mindlessly or spending too much time on certain apps, how do you feel? Anxious? Bored? Lonely? Recognizing your emotions is crucial because it helps you understand the underlying needs driving your phone usage. Are you seeking connection, distraction, or validation? 4. Set realistic goals. Don't expect to go cold turkey. Start small by setting achievable goals for reducing your phone time each day. Maybe it's limiting social media to 30 minutes or taking a digital detox hour before bed. Journaling helps you track your progress and celebrate your successes. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game on social media. Instead, try journaling about things you're grateful for in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences. This shift in focus can help you feel more content and less reliant on external validation from your phone. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing executive who was constantly glued to her phone. She felt like she was always on, checking emails, responding to messages, and scrolling through social media even during dinner with friends or precious time with family. Sarah started journaling about her phone usage and noticed the pattern. Every time she felt stressed or overwhelmed at work, she'd instinctively reach for her phone as a distraction. She realized that instead of helping her cope, it was actually fueling her anxiety. So, Sarah made a conscious decision to use her breaks more mindfully. Instead of scrolling through social media, she'd take walks, listen to music, or practice mindfulness exercises. She also started using her phone less during family dinners and focused on being present with her loved ones. By tracking her progress and acknowledging her emotions in her journal, Sarah was able to break free from the cycle of stress and phone addiction. She discovered the joy of being fully present in each moment and built stronger connections with the people who mattered most. So there you have it. Journaling can be a powerful tool for understanding your phone addiction, tracking your growth, and creating a healthier relationship with technology. Remember, taking back control isn't about becoming completely phone-free. It's about being intentional with your usage and making sure your phone serves you, not the other way around. Ready to start your journaling journey? Grab a notebook, find a quiet space, and let those thoughts flow. Remember, every step you take towards mindful phone usage is a victory. Keep shining bright, beautiful people. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep your eyes off the screen well, except for when you're listening to this podcast.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.